Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad to tell you that Mary Cantando is back with us. Mary is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We value her wisdom and her perspectives very much. She's the founder and growth expert of WomenBusinessOwner.com, which is an organization helping women start and grow businesses. She's the author of a number of books, including The Woman's Advantage and a new book, Leading with Care, brand new. And she's our good friend, Mary Cantando. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, you know it's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Mary, how has the economic challenges we've gone through in the last couple of years or so, you've been paying attention to how this has affected women as opposed to how it affects men. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Right. Well, first of all, I do want to say, Jim, I have definitely seen the turnaround in women-owned businesses in really almost since the beginning of this year. Women I talk to more and more are saying, oh, yeah, things have clicked, things are moving, business is growing, we're hiring. So that, to me, is one really exciting aspect of what's happening that I just want to put out there up front. But, yeah, I have noticed a fascinating trend in about the last year or so. And, of course, there's been a lot of news in the press about how more men than women have lost their jobs in this recession. I guess
right.
They're calling it the man session.
Right.
And here's what I have noticed about women business owners.
Well, can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
More men have lost the job than women. What do you attribute that to?
The industries that are heavily male-dominated, like manufacturing and information technology, some of those industries that are heavily male-dominated are the ones that were hit the hardest. I mean, you think about finance, and you think about the number of men versus women that are, work high-profile jobs
yeah.
in the finance industry.
Do you think... Do you think that women are more likely to cross-train on their own than men are?
That is a fascinating question that I never thought about.
Do you think that a woman is more likely to pick up the phone and answer if it rings, even though it's not her job, than a man would be?
Boy, that's a great question. I mean, my knee-jerk reaction to that is to say yes. I don't have any statistics on it. I haven't done any research on it. But my knee-jerk reaction is to say, yeah, women are more adaptable, I think. You know, they're more willing to...
See, I don't think women are more adaptable, but I think the last thing you said may be true. I guess what I'm getting at, I'm thinking, okay, if you've got 10 people working for you and you're going to wind up with 5... Who are you going to take with you? You know, are you going to take the ones that can do more jobs?
Mm.
Or are you going to keep the ones who are more likely to say, you know, that's not what I do?
Yeah, and the other thing is you've got to remember, Jim, that even in 2010, women are still paid less to do the same job than men are paid in a lot of situations. So are you going to pay the person... that you're paying, you know, are you going to keep the person you're paying $40,000 to do this job or the person you're paying $50,000 to do this job? Well, heck, if you can save $10,000 by keeping the lower-priced person.
And especially if she's
decision.
Especially if she's done a good job of keeping herself cross-trained. See, it is preposterous that women are paid less than men, but I do recoil at the statistics that I see sometimes that show a national... You know, national averages that don't take into consideration lifestyles, the way women work with dealing with families and that kind of thing. I think a lot of those statistics are misleading, but I do believe that it is wrong if women aren't paid the same as a man would be making.
Right, right. Yeah, and a lot of it is, well, if I dropped out of the market for several years to raise my kids and now I'm back in it, then I don't have as much value to a company.
Well, but a 40-year-old woman who's just done that for 15 years can't be compared to in terms of her earning ability that first year to a 40-year-old man who's never left the marketplace.
Exactly. You're exactly
But those statistics
right on that.
And those statistics don't take that into consideration, I don't think. But anyway, okay, so back to what you were saying. I just wanted to ask you a couple of those questions. Go ahead.
Right, right. Yes, so this is a trend that I have noticed. I have noticed that in a situation where a man works, has a corporate job, and a woman owns her own business, and the guy loses his job, the woman's business actually begins to flourish. And here's what happens.
This is her.
What?
All right, explain the connection of those two again, please.
Okay, so a guy works for a corporation, a woman owns her own business.
Right.
The guy loses his job.
These are unrelated people.
No, I'm sorry, it's a husband and wife.
Okay, all right, that was part I missed.
I apologize.
That's okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
You're supposed to make that mental leap with me, Jim.
I know, and I'm married and everything. I've got a wife, but sometimes, you know, the guy comes out in me. I'm sorry.
Okay, so here's what happens. The husband loses his job. A couple things happen. First of all, the woman gets that more responsibility for the family falls on her. So she, although in a lot of situations has been very serious about her business, kind of doubles up on her seriousness and gets, oh, my God, this is all on me.
Yeah.
I have got to really make this business happen. Secondly, because the guy has more available time, he's available to support the family more at home. So he's running the kids to soccer, or he's there with the baby, or he's, you know, all those kinds of things that even women who are running multi-million-dollar businesses still feel it's on my back to get the kids.
Is he having to have a gut check about how this is affecting his idiom?
Well, I think that's true too. But yeah. I'm looking at it just.
I've always wanted to be a kept man, Mary. I've always thought I could be good at that.
And I bet you could, too.
I think so. But do you also think that the woman, at the same time you're saying she says, oh, I got to bear down, do you think she's starting to maybe say, you know what, I'm really proud of myself. I'm able to step up to the plate and maybe save the family here.
Oh, I think that's definitely
There's some of that,
well.
Isn't there?
Yes,
Hold on to that thought, Mary. We've got to take a quick break. Fascinating conversation, as it always is, with our good friend Mary Cantando. She's the author of the new book, Leading with Care, How Women Around the World Are Inspiring Business, Empowering Communities, and Creating Opportunity. Wherever books are sold, 20 after. Stay with us. Everybody's blue when they're lonesome. Everybody. Little Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take the poll either. Take the test, the poll question, I should say. Answer the poll question. It's real, very easy. Just click and submit. That's all you got to do. Piece of cake, and we'd like to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you, and which also will include the response to the previous poll, the results of the previous poll. Mary Cantando is our guest. She's our good friend and the author of Leading with Care, a brand-new book. Mary, tell us how we can find you. Tell us how we can find your book, please.
Well, you can find my books, of course, in any bookstore, any online bookstore, or just walk into your neighborhood bookstore. My books will be there as well. My product website, Jim, is womansadvantage.biz, B-I-Z.
All right.
So womansadvantage.biz.
They can find all your books there, including the Woman's Advantage book and the workbook.
That's right. And, of course, my wonderful calendar, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the calendar, which, by the way, I think we've given all the ones we got from you away. We've given all of them away, and we keep getting these wonderful cards back from the ladies we send them to. We send them to customers and good friends of ours. And they love them. We get these wonderful cards back thanking us, because telling us how much they enjoy them.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah, we sold out this year, of course. And
well, don't forget, I'm going to need, how many did I buy last year?
I don't know.
10 or 20. I'm probably going to, don't put me down for about 20 this year.
Okay, good deal.
I'm serious. Make sure I don't get, I don't miss this year's. Folks, you want to, if you are a woman-owned business, if you're a woman in business, if you're a woman, I don't care what you do. And you, or you have customers, and or you have customers who are women, or friends that you want to do something for. It's a great gift. What is it, about $10 or something like that?
Yeah. We have a special that we run at the beginning of the season, and I'll put that out.
Do I get the special price, Mary?
Jim, you always
okay,
get
good.
The most special
good.
Price.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. All right, we're talking about what happens when a couple has gone through a tough time financially, and he loses his job, she's got her business, and we're talking about that kind of scenario, right?
Exactly. And I've seen a lot of it in the last couple of years, a lot of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Where
she would have 5 years ago, she would have lost her job too, because she was probably working for somebody else.
Exactly. Yeah. Instead of having her own business, you're right.
Yeah.
Definitely. But it has been interesting, and as a result of the fact that these guys have stepped up at home to do more of what they've been doing before, and that doesn't even necessarily mean that they've decided to drop out of the workforce. They're still looking for a job and such, you know. But
are women more getting more at ease with saying with either allowing him to do that if he offers or by saying, okay, honey, I've got opportunity at work that's going to require me to be away from the house more. I need you to be more of a Mr. Mom over the next few months. Are women more likely to say that these days than they would have a few years ago?
I think it depends on two things.
And feel less guilt?
Right. I think it depends on the age of the couple in question.
Okay.
The younger they are, the more likely they will be to do that.
Yeah.
And I think it depends on the way they were raised.
Ah.
So, you know, I mean, I've always worked. My kids have always seen that. My kids have seen my husband do the laundry. They've seen him go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And they've seen me do the laundry and go to the grocery store. And so what my kids experienced was, hey, it's a team. Whatever needs to be done, it needs to be done. And it isn't like, oh, that's Mom's job. That's Dad's job.
Right.
So when you're raised with that mindset, that's just the natural way life is. So I think that's a big determining factor.
How much though, and I know you said it's a generational thing, but how much of making this thing work is a woman getting out of her own way at home?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just, you know, the towels don't have to be fold a precise.
Would you say that again? I mean, I'm serious. This is an issue for a lot of women, isn't it?
Exactly. He's going to.
What are the kids? Maybe it's not him. Maybe it's the kids, Mary.
That are depending more on the mom. But you know, there is a quote in my calendar, Jim. That is, you get what you tolerate. Okay.
Yeah.
So women who are always saying, oh, he never helps out, or the kids expect too much of me, or on and on and on. It's like, you know what? You're conditioning people to treat you that way.
Yeah.
You get what you tolerate. So I think that's a lot of it, is that he's going to help out, quote unquote, with the laundry, and then she's going to come behind him and refold the towels because they're not folded the right way.
Yeah.
How many times is he going to fold the towels if she's going to refold?
Ladies, get out of your own way.
Exactly. Yeah. That is so true.
Yeah. Never let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
That's right. Or perfect be the enemy of done.
Yeah. I like that. Never let perfect, ladies, be the enemy of getting it done. Hey, Mary. Mary, I got about 15 seconds. Last thoughts.
Just, I really see the economy picking up. I know there's some really scary, ugly stuff happening out there today. I just think it's up to each one of us to make our lives great, and I think that it's very, very possible. If not in the United States, where is it possible?
Absolutely. You know? Hey, Mary, well done. Thanks for being here again today.
My delight.
We'll see you next time. Mary Cantando, her new book is called Leading with Care. Wherever books are sold, be sure to check that out, folks. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Don't ask me why. Love never seems to last.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.